it's really not my my place to say whether I agree with it or not. I'm just a guy out here trying to compete, and whatever happens, happens.
And Wisconsin tight end Garrett Graham will be at tables 3 and 4.
Really, it's not the NFL right now. My level of readiness is completely going towards the combine and bringing my best product out here.
What are you doing, specific drills and stuff to work on what you're
going to
be doing here?
Everything that was is going to be in the combine. I've done drills comprised of all that.
Do you have any plans to have an extended meeting with the Lions, like a lunch or a dinner or some other meeting that goes beyond a normal interview?
No, sir. As far as I'm concerned, tomorrow we bench press.
Last year,
I really don't recall any bad plays. You catch me drift.
Do you recall any bad plays?
Nah, I just don't talk about them. Don't speak them into existence. That's my drift.
Okay.
Best pass rusher I faced. I don't know. You face a lot of guys. You really can't single just one guy out. And I really can't go off the top of my head. Yes, sir. Pretty much, I'm coming out here just to compete, you know, and show what I got, and I don't want to shy away from competition, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Do you look forward to meeting the GMs and the coaches and maybe some owners and things like that?
Yes, sir, I do.
I mean, how do you prepare yourself for that?
My best way to do things is just be honest, be up front, and, you don't have to lie about anything. You just you be up front with the GMs, with the coaches. Then if you're the type of player, you're the type of player.
Have you gone through formal interviews yet?
No, sir, I haven't.
Yeah. What kind of questions have you been prepared for? I mean, there's some odd things out there and some things that you're totally unprepared to answer, and yet you have to answer them in a group setting like that. What are some of the things that you've heard or prepared yourself for?
I haven't heard too many, surprisingly, but this is kind of what I said before. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be up front with everything. I don't have anything to hide, and hopefully, you know, the coaches, they like me.
How familiar with zone blocking scheme? How do you feel like you fit in that type of blocking
scheme? We kind of block the zone, a lot of zone in the college, so I'd say I'm quite familiar with it.
You feel comfortable in playing that kind of system?
Yes, sir, I do.
You said you played at 303. Is that? I mean, you're at 303 now. Is that about what you played at?
No, sir. I said 307.
Oh, 307.
Yes, sir.
Is that about what you played at?
I actually play at 310.
Russell, given so many teams in the top 10 seem to need tackles, including the top 5, do you think there's any way you get out of the top 10?
I don't know. Kind of what I said before, it's not my decision to make. It's not my place to talk about it. I'm grateful wherever I go, whether I'm in the seventh round or undrafted. It's a huge blessing to even, you know, be standing right here in front of you guys right now.
Redskins, Chiefs, any feelings about either of those franchises and their need to tackle
them? I really haven't spoke to too many people right now. I've seen them around, and I heard a few things, but you can't always go off what you hear.
Phrase franchise tackles thrown around. What does that mean to you? What do you think a franchise tackle?
I think if you're talking about anybody franchise, and they're obviously going to be a cornerstone for the team and for the franchise, and it's a compliment just to be considered that. But right now we got to get to work.
What are your strengths? What do you do well?
Again, it's not for me to decide. I'm just a guy that's going to go out there. I'm gonna bust my tail and compete and give it all I got in every play.
What do you like to do?
Whatever coach tells me, I like to do it. Yeah, we sure don't. I've always been the type of unsung hero in situations, and you know, I'm definitely fine with that. It's not my dream to be the number one of anything. I'm just fine just getting in the door.
Glorified position. Are you looking forward to sort of
moving into that kind of position and taking over that status?
Yes, sir. I'd definitely say I'd welcome the pressure, but I don't think it's just so much of a left tackle himself. It's a whole effort between your front five, and but I'm definitely welcoming the situations that's ahead in front of me.
Everyone's going to talk about what kind of player you can become in the NFL. From your perspective, what type of player do you believe you will become?
Kind of what I said before. I'm going to give you all I got in every play. I'm going to try to hit you in the mouth more times you can hit me in the mouth. That's just who I am. And whether it be whatever type of offense or whatever setting I may be in, I plan to excel.
All the great offenses that have played at Oklahoma State, all the great tailbacks and tailback you, it's been called. It's been suggested that you're the best offensive lineman ever to play at Oklahoma State. Any thoughts on that? I mean, does that kind of humble you? Or
my O-line coach would tell me otherwise. It's very humbling to actually hear something like that. But I don't really take too much into it. You know, I'm just another guy at Oklahoma State trying to make his way.
Are you watching these teams like the Redskins, Chiefs, and the potential teams that you could be going to? Did you stop down on Sundays and try to watch some of what they were doing?
No, sir. I'm actually in church, so I really kind of miss that stuff. So I don't really get to watch too many games.
Will you follow them online? I mean, even as the draft process continues and approaches here, will you take a look at the Redskins or Chiefs or these teams and try to see how you fit?
I don't really listen to all these type of online websites or whatever you guys be sending me or telling me. But I'm just gonna take how I can get it. But since he's my boy, since he's from Oklahoma State, he's the best receiver out there. So,
why is that? What makes him so good?
I might have to really say the intangibles. He has a great desire to play the game. I've never seen a guy jump that high or even compete as hard as I do. Dez is going to be a player, you mark my word.
What teams have interviewed you?
I really haven't had a formal interview. I've just seen the teams around and here and there.
What's your feeling? Is Zach excited to be here, or will he be excited to be here when he gets
here? I'd say he feels the same as I do. Tremendous opportunity, and he's just trying to take advantage of it.
There's a lot of offensive tackles that are going to go high in the draft. That's just inevitable. In past years, I've talked to guys, they find it like a competition. Like, I want to be the first offensive tackle draft. That's their goal out of the have that same kind of mentality?
I think whatever position you're in, you want to you're not just competing as offensive tackles. You want to be first. You want to be number one. That's just as competitors in the game of football, you don't want to settle for anything less.
Is there someone in the NFL you compare your game to? An offensive tackle
in the NFL? No, I really can't say that. I'm just trying to play my own type of game.
Who's your
agent? Peter Schaefer, All Pro Sports. Maybe the change from college into NFL, because I'm going to work. I'm not worried about working. I'm not worried about not learning to play, because all that's going to come with it. So just making a smooth transition is the only thing I have to do.
How'd you do against Ratko, Kendall, some of the big-time pass rushers?
They're great players. I don't really know too much about what everybody else says about them, but I know that they're guys. They're going to get after you. Good luck to him. I don't know what people have said about the game or how I've done, but I definitely went out there to compete.
You did against him. Obviously, you measure yourself by elite players, and Rex will certainly be in that category. I mean, how do you feel like you did against him?
Well, I've never really just measured myself off an elite player. I think if you measure yourself off consistency, and if you get better at your technique and you go out week through week winning, and I think that's the best way you can measure yourself rather than just a great player.
Do you have a relationship at all with Trent Williams?
Yeah, I know him pretty well. He's nothing but down the road. He's good. He's going to be a great player, and good luck to him.
How do you know him? Just kind of shaking hands on the field?
Yeah, you can't help but see each other around, here and there, and you introduce yourself and, you know, get to know each other a bit.
Have you spoken to him here? Or?
Yes, sir, I have.
I think it's kind of interesting. I'm from Tulsa. I think it's kind of interesting that you've got two left tackles from the Big 12, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, four-year starters, 40-some consecutive starts. Just your careers have kind of mirrored each other.
Oh, yeah.
Here you are, you know, combine going to be top five, top 10 picks.
I don't really know too much to say about that, but I guess me and Trent in the same position, kind of what you said, we've mirrored each other and been in kind of the same boat. But good luck to him, and whatever happens for him, I'll be happy for him.